Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast. I'm Raymond Bechet. In today's program, I look at a new recording featuring the Griffin Trio and music by four Canadian composers. All of the pieces were commissioned by the Griffins, as they are affectionately known to their fans. Over the next 20 minutes or so, I hope to give you a sampling of the music on this recording. First, though, here's a bit more of that opening music. It's from Brian Curran's These Begin to Catch Fire, inspired by sunlight reflected off the waves. Music by Brian Currant. Brian lives in Toronto, Canada, where he teaches at the Royal Conservatory as well as conducting their new music ensemble. His recent opera, Airline Icarus, won Brian a Juno Award and is now being performed internationally. His trio, These Begin to Catch Fire, was written in 2012 for the Griffin Trio. It was inspired by watching brilliant sunlight dance on the waters of Lake Muskoka, which is a particularly beautiful lake just a couple of hours north from Toronto. All composers have their own way of working, and Brian is no exception. When asked about what he would do to get started with a new piece, he said, "I'll typically spend many days at the piano making drawings and descriptions and taping them around the room." And sure enough, I found a photo of him on the internet with dozens and dozens of handwritten sheets of music covering the walls behind him. However he came up with this way of doing things, it seems to work awfully well for him. Here's a bit more of These Begin to Catch Fire. That was music by Brian Currant. The Griffin Trio was founded in 1993 by violinist Annalie Patapatanakoon, cellist Roman Boris, and pianist Jamie Parker, all of whom are still with the trio. Over the past two decades and counting, they've established an international reputation for their performances. The Los Angeles Times wrote, "This is a piano trio that plays with strength and unanimity, big, bold, almost orchestral performances." If being a world-traveling piano trio was all the Griffins did, that alone would be a fine accomplishment. but fueled by abundant energy and seemingly endless musical curiosity, they do much, much more. In just over two decades, they have commissioned more than 75 new works. And no, I didn't misspeak that number. I said 75. That's more than three a year. They all teach at the University of Toronto, and together they help run the Ottawa International Chamber Music Festival, where trio cellist Roman Boris is the artistic director. While you digest all of that, here's some music by Andrew Staniland from his Solstice Songs. Music by Andrew Staniland, a bit of the first movement of his Solstice Songs. Andrew Staniland has been the affiliate composer to both the Toronto Symphony Orchestra and Ottawa's National Arts Centre Orchestra. Alongside his busy composing schedule, he teaches at Memorial University in St. John's, Newfoundland, which is just about as far east as you can go in Canada before you fall into the Atlantic Ocean. In addition to the trio on this recording, the one we're featuring in this podcast, Andrew has another recording coming out on Naxos Canadian Classics next month, dedicated to his chamber music. It's called Talking Down the Tiger. It's a terrific CD, and I hope to do a podcast about what that one in a few weeks. But back to the Griffins. The trio on this Griffin Trio recording is called Solstice Songs. The two solstices, summer and winter, are respectively the longest and shortest days of the year. This annual cycle has been noted and celebrated around the world through poetry, architecture, and very often through music. Of this piece, Andrew Staniland writes, "The dictionary definition of song, despite immediately conjuring up words set to music, is quite inclusive, embracing poetry, the wordless songs of animals such as whales, and wordless musical composition." So these are not words in solstice songs. However, the writing is song-like. It's poetry of sound. Thank you. Music by Andrew Staniland. Composer Michael Osterley makes his home in the Canadian province of Quebec, though his music is now performed around the world. His work Centennials for Piano Trio is a kind of a posthumous birthday tribute to three personalities, each of whom would have celebrated their 100th anniversary, their 100th birthday, in the year 2012. Composer Conlon Nankero, painter Jackson Pollock, and Julia Child, who needs no introduction but almost did make it to 100. The composer used to watch Julia Child on TV, as, well, so many of us did, and she convinced millions of Americans to embark on a lifelong adventure in cooking and that it could be tremendous fun. Like so many, myself included, Osterley fell under the spell of her gracious charm and her often mischievous good humor. Here's a bit of the movement he calls, quite simply, Julia Child. Composer James K. Wright lives in the Canadian capital city of Ottawa. His work, Letters to the Immortal Beloved, was written for piano trio plus voice, in this case, the Griffin Trio, plus Canadian mezzo-soprano Julie Nezrala. Wright said of writing this piece, "Letters to the Immortal Beloved was inspired by three passionate love letters that were written by Beethoven in 1812, when the composer was at the height of his creative powers. I've long been fascinated by the ways in which historical composers have tried, often unsuccessfully, sadly, to balance their creative and personal lives." Here's a bit of the third and final movement from this work. It's the movement from which the work gets its name. It's simply called My Immortal Beloved.
Zu dir, meiner.
that was My Immortal Beloved, music by James K. Wright, and words by Ludwig van Beethoven, with mezzo-soprano Julie Nesserlah and the Griffin Trio. All of the music in this podcast comes from a new recording featuring the Griffin Trio plus Julie Nesserlah performing music by four Canadian composers, Brian Current, Andrew Staniland, Michael Osterley, and James K. Wright. It's available at all fine retailers, Naxos catalog number 8.573533, part of the Naxos Canadian Classics series, which is dedicated to Canadian composers. To go out, here's the end of Brian Curran's These Begin to Catch Fire. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now. Thank you.